Ирина Лепеткова, look at me.
Yes, Comrade Surov.
Physically?
She's exactly the same, Comrade Surov.
Yes. You are an attractive woman, Irina Lepetkova.
Thank you, that is very...
While here with us, you are a machine, Irina Lepetkova. You will not react to compliments. You will not blush. You are not a woman. You are a machine.
Yes, Comrade Zurov.
Here, have a piece of chocolate. Even machines eat chocolate. Take it. There is no trick in it.
Thank you.
Eat. And remember, I inflict pain and give pleasure. Leontin, take her to the training room.
Come.
First Secretary, Nuri Surov. A subject has been found. Name, Irina Lepetkova. Destination, New York.
The Sounds of Darkness. Lee Masters, FBI, who wages relentless war against crime. Lee Masters, the blind detective who challenges the Sounds of Darkness. Sounds of Darkness. Tonight,
Plot and Carry One.
Must you?
Must I what, Lee?
Sounds like a bulldozer going over a cliff.
You want me to buy you a set of earplugs?
Yeah.
Seriously?
No, just leave me to concentrate, will you?
Lee, I am 6 feet from you, and I've just eaten a chili burger.
Congratulations.
Thanks. Something bugging you?
Yep. In action.
So I'll be grateful.
For?
Nothing to do.
Forget it. A period of inactivity usually presages a storm of work.
Pessimist?
Mm-hmm.
Time you got yourself a doll.
You serious?
No.
Then cut it out. Johnny, when the mind has time to work, to ponder, an awful lot of things seem on the horizon.
Such as?
Oh, something's got to break. Heck, we've done damn all since the Kirkletter case.
Well, I'm happy.
Yeah. President goes on tour in a week.
Oh, I suffer for him.
12 states, rushed program.
What are you anticipating, another Jack Kennedy or something?
No, but we're on that tour of the states.
Lee.
Yeah?
We work hard enough as it is. You have to think up problems, anticipate trouble. Why the heck can't you ever relax, huh?
Oh, I can. I can.
Yeah, but something's itching you, hmm?
Yeah, Johnny. Something's itching.
Who is that with Congressman O'Haley?
There is Holliday, Secretary of State. Williams, the press secretary for the Secretary of State. Mrs. Williams and Angela Drupa, stenographer for Mr. Williams.
Christian names?
Holliday is John Felix, known as Jack. The Secretary of State is nicknamed Bull. His Christian names are Lawrence Duffy. His wife is known as Lass, to him only. There's a special name between the two. She was christened Judy Ann Margaret. Angela Drupa carries only that name, Angela.
Good. Move the film on, please.
Mr.
Who is on the screen now?
The President of the United States of America.
With him?
His wife, Carrie, and two children, their children, Betty and Bruce. Bruce born in 1931, 5th May. Betty in 1938, June 7th. The picture was taken outside the White House.
The dog?
A Dalmatian called Happy, given to Carrie, the wife of the President, in December 1970 by grandson Harvey. Born 25th July 1966. Only son of Linda, second daughter of the President. Married to Linton Hurley, Trans-Pacific Airlines Vice President.
Where did the wife of the President of the United States buy the dress she is wearing? See, it is there again. There, inside the White House. Tell me about the dress. Her other clothes. Her cosmetics.
Lee Masters' office.
Johnny, give me Lee.
Okay. Lee Ames for you. I'd know that voice anywhere.
What do you say?
Wishing you the compliments of the season, Mr. Ames.
Give it to me, Johnny.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ames.
You got the itinerary, the President.
Now, what do you think?
You join the team when the President and his wife get to New York. That is 4 days' time.
I know.
You gonna beef?
No.
I mean, you got more important work to do, huh?
No.
Okay. As long as you don't beef is all. I know you and Johnny don't usually play bodyguards, but this time...
We're not busy, so you thought of something to keep us busy.
Want me to be frank?
Aren't you always?
Sure, it's because you guys aren't doing anything at the moment, but not just that. There's a feeling in the air.
Fall?
No.
I know what you mean. We're not beefing, Ames. Maybe this tour will clear the air for us.
Meaning?
Johnny's bored, and I'm worried. Usually the most commonplace assignment means trouble for us.
Because you dig it up?
No, because it happens to come where we are. See you, Ames.
Irina, listen now to the voice of the President's wife.
My husband and I are very happy to be here this afternoon.
Now, listen
to
the inflection.
As you know, we don't often have time to get away from
the tone of the voice.
Yes.
But it really is a great pleasure for us to be here, and for me to be opening this
convention. You wish to hear more?
No.
Here in Newark.
Why not?
I know it well enough.
Good. The light is on. What she said at that convention is written down. Now read it in her voice.
Yes, Comrade Sutton.
As you know, we don't often have enough time to get away from the President's official business. But it really is a great pleasure
no,
for...
No, stop. Not bad. Not bad at all. You have the inflections and the accent, but you retain still traces of your origin, your Russian overtones. I will play the tape again, and by this evening at 6 p.m. you will be perfect. At that time, I wish not to detect any difference between you, Irina Lepetkova, and the recording of the wife of the President of the United States of America. So... Relax, my dear.
I cannot.
Relax. Bring the box of chocolates over here. Yeah. Have one. And pass one to me. You wonder about me, eh, Irina? Do not. I am human. At times, I have not often seemed so, but I am. I have treated you harshly, but you make good progress. Now, finish eating, and I shall start the machine again. We have only a few days. It is important that you are word and accent perfect by this evening. If you are not... Next time, choose a nougat. It is delicious. Now, I start the machine again. Listen to the voice closely.
It's 5 minutes to six, Irina. Go, the major is waiting for you.
Yes, comrade.
Mr. Silver, please.
Who's calling?
Tell him it is Drago.
Hold the line, please.
Drago, you have something for me?
Yes, something very important. There is a project being undertaken here at this moment. It concerns the President of America and Carrie.
Hello? Drago. Drago. You all right, man? Drago.
So, I was right. And what I wanted has occurred. This is Surov. An accident has occurred. Comrade Leontin is no longer with us. Send someone to take the body away. And send Lepetkova to me immediately. Come in. Good, Irina. No reaction from you.
He is dead?
Yes. He was attempting to betray our project. Speak to me like the wife of the American president.
What can I tell you, Comrade Surov? I think I've mastered the voice now.
You have. Indeed, you have. Good. We leave this afternoon for New York.
We?
Yes, I come with you. I do not wish that we fail.
A lot of smoke?
You're not at college now.
I smoked then. You're looking worried.
Am I?
Thinking of the call that Curtis made to us?
About the information from Russia via the American embassy, yeah.
I still think it'll happen now, during the parade, on this street while the president's sitting there. Just like the Kennedy assassination. I mean, it's...
No, Johnny. Oswald was a nut, we think. Well, they tried, but apart from communist affiliation sympathies, I don't think he was instructed by the Reds to kill Kennedy. And I don't think there'll be an assassination attempt now. Curtis doesn't think so either.
So what gives?
I'm trying to figure it.
Good luck to you.
How much is that, please?
$1.20.
Thanks very much. Here.
Thanks, buddy.
You will notice, Irina, that I did not give him too large a tip. That is one thing that gives one away in a foreign country.
Yes, I have been surprised by the American accent.
I am not a novice in this game, Irina. The embassy is two houses up. Come.
It was so easy getting into America.
Of course.
An incredible country. I was told there was fear here almost. Pathological mistrust of one's neighbor. A constant alertness.
Do not quote the papers now, Irina. America actually is quite a country. I have enjoyed my previous visits here. So, you have arrived. We would not be here if we had not arrived, my friend. Come, Irina. Take me to Solyukin. Immediately.
I got stiff shoulders.
Tough.
You're still trying to puzzle it out?
Uh-huh.
It may have nothing to do with anything.
The message that Silva passed on to us from Moscow was that it concerned the president. That's why extra precautions were taken today.
Sure, I know, but...
Apparently, Silva's contact, a man known as Drago, was killed. All he mentioned to Silva was car. Then there was no more message.
Sure, sure. So there were extra guns around the president's car this afternoon?
Uh-huh. But is it as simple as that? In the first place, Johnny, it could be a decoy. Just a faked message and a faked death, you know, to get our minds off something that was going to happen here in the States.
And maybe it was genuine.
Silva swears it was genuine. Drago had given him information before. Valuable stuff. Why fake it this time?
Golly, please.
Sure, I know. A double agent doubling back, or a planted agent from the beginning. The world of espionage and spies is kind of... it's complicated. But I believe, I don't know why, that Drago, Silver's contact, was on the level.
Okay, so?
So we're back to square one. The president. He's going to speak tonight to the nation. And so is she, his wife, Carrie. Of course.
You got something?
It has to be. A Russian speaking English, speaking the name of the president's wife. How would he say it?
Carrie, or maybe... Cardi.
Yeah.
That was what Drago was trying to say.
Yeah, the name of the wife of the president. Something will be attempted through her. She speaks later at the dinner, also to be televised. Now, what if she would... to be got at? To denounce her husband's policies? To decry all he stands for, all America stands for, saying that she stands for solid opinion, which... does not agree with the president or a Congress or...
You don't get at presidents' wives, Lee.
Don't you?
A plant?
Just for the vital dinner after the president has spoken.
Someone sent in from Russia?
Must be. Getting Curtis Blumenthal?
Yeah, right now.
All is arranged then, Mr. Littleton?
Yeah. As his aide, I'll be sitting next to the president. He'll take a cup of coffee just before he speaks. It's a habit of his.
And the coffee?
Will be doped. Enough to make him appear normal, but it's open to suggestion.
From you?
Yeah. A few minutes before he speaks, I'll slide in the prepared speech. The speech decrying Red China and the move to have her admitted to the UN. Plus the other stuff, of course.
Of course. A defense of Russia's moves in Hungary, Czechoslovakia, and Yugoslavia. Good. He will read the prepared speech?
Sure. He won't even figure what's going on. If he does, it'll be too late.
Yes. You will be well paid for this.
I'd better be. The other side jacked up?
The president's wife? Of course. And I should think that by now they will have deciphered the message received by the American embassy in Moscow. And they will be watching her, or Irina, who takes her place. And Irina will break and talk, creating consternation.
You managed to get into the country all right?
Of course. A hat, dark glasses, different clothes. It was not the president's wife who came in with me. I shall be in the audience watching you.
Can you beat it, Lee? Identical car, identical driver, and sitting in the back, a dame, the double of the president's wife.
She break?
Yeah, name's Irina Litvinenko. She was going to do like you said, an inflammatory speech against the president. Boy, what that would have caused.
Yeah, you bring those opera glasses?
Yeah, what?
Focus them on the president up there. He speaks in 8 minutes. It's a long shot. Not sure, even... Look, how does he look?
Okay, sweating a bit. Looks darn tired. Sort of clumsy movements. Unlike him, sort of.
Yeah, but what if... No, they wouldn't. Johnny, who's next to the president?
Littleton, his personal press aide, the new guy.
Looking worried?
Yeah, very. Why? What case is it?
Johnny, Curtis is up there, too. I want a seat next to Littleton. Let's get up there now, before the president speaks.
Thank you. camera's ready, Mr. Cornfield. Now, don't come in too close. I'm feeling a little tired.
Sure, Mr. President. Rolling in 1 minute, sir.
Johnny, give me the lowdown.
Prepared speeches on the desk at the president's right hand. The guy right next to you, Littleton, has a valise. He's opening it now. Taking out some papers.
Yeah, the wrong speech. And in it, maybe the Red China UN question. Perhaps Yugoslavia and Czechoslovakia, too. Whatever it is, it'll cause a rumpus. A speech in direct contradiction of our nation's political beliefs.
Littleton is leaning forward, papers in his hand. The president's wiping his brow, turning away. Littleton's arm is 3 feet from me, same height as yours.
When it starts, Johnny, get down the hall. Someone will leave in a hurry, I figure. Littleton.
Reaching up to the desk to change the speeches.
Okay. Hey, what
are you doing? Rolling, Mr. President.
What are you doing?
Let the president read his proper speech, Littleton. You'll seem tired, but you'll get through it. Once you do, dope him enough to take the edge off his perception.
Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure to be here this evening. I'm not canvassing politically this time, but I am here to record my...
Come on, Buster, let's get out of here. The president won't even notice your absence.
Excuse it.
You got him, Johnny?
Yeah. Over here, Lee. And this guy was running for it.
You want to bet he organized the whole thing? We'll take them both along for a little talk, huh? Okay, Johnny. Russia. Let's go.
You have been listening to The Sounds of Darkness. Join the world of Lee Masters, the blind detective, next Tuesday and every Tuesday night at 7:30 in The Sounds of Darkness. The Sounds of Darkness is produced by Sherry van Beek.